Chapter 14, The Impact of Words. Our words are the foundation of what we create and experience in our lives. Most of the time we ignore what we speak, seldom thinking about what we truly are saying or how we say it. Words can periodically fill you with new energy and a new perspective. They can also replenish and shift your frequency and vibration. Many of us love to read where we can discover new worlds. We crave wisdom and knowledge and a new knowingness from which to view the world we're in. Words and phrases are important to all of us. When we talk or declare something you intend, do you say it as if you already have it? How powerful and creative are your words? From the time we were all very young, we are taught by our parents and teachers the proper grammar and what is appropriate. Much of our grammar, however, doesn't take into consideration the meaning of words or how they can affect our lives. The purpose of the Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is more about what you give out rather than what comes back to you. Your words can return to you as an experience. We weren't taught that our words can be creative and can shape our lives positively or negatively. Also, most of us were not taught we are worth loving and that we deserve what's good. No one taught me that life is here to support me. Children today deal with a lot of bullying in school and in friendships as well. How do we learn such behavior? Many of us have been told by adults that our choices were stupid or that we were lazy. Little did we know how deeply those words could hurt us, and the pain would become something we would internalize. I used to wear my heart on my sleeve, extremely sensitive to the actions and words of others. It has always blown me away how others could say such cruel things. There's an old saying that sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I believe most of us felt those hurtful words that were said, and the phrase did, in effect, leave wounds upon their bodies and their souls, just as if a stone had been thrown. I found the negative words can cut me to my soul, and I seem to lack the ability to brush it off and realize that this was the other person's issues, not mine. I owned and wore those words like badges throughout my youth and early adulthood. It also left my energetic trail that followed me through my entire life. Changing your self-talk. As the years flew by, I continued to hear the words of fear and doubt projected around me. I began to learn we were only acceptable if we did certain things. It was about giving what others were looking for and nothing about what pleased us. Other people's thoughts and ideas were of more worth, while our own were set aside. Pleasing others and their choices was most important. This did not give me permission to be. How do you talk to yourself? In truth, what do you tell yourself inside? These thoughts are so important because they become our basic spoken words to create the atmosphere from which we operate, and it is what attracts experiences to us. Can your life be filled with wonder and joy, or will it be unfulfilled, full of blame, judgment, and finger-pointing? When we love and accept ourselves, we begin to take responsibility for life. We become living miracles. The words and the phrases spoken are energetic extensions of our thoughts. When you spend time with your friends and you are the observer, Do you listen to what they say and how they say it? Marianne Williamson once wrote that we each have a spiritual immune system. This system is there to heal the injured beliefs and wounds. It takes, however, a real conscious effort to activate that power. Most of our suffering is due not so much about the circumstances and experiences, but of our thoughts about them. We run them over and over again in our heads like a tornado, manifesting things that may not be true. Our fear is about our absence of love for ourselves. What words or expressions can we shift and change in our vocabulary? Terms such as should, have to, or you're always complaining about your situation. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves by using these phrases. Change begins with yourself. If you want to change the world. Words by Gandhi. Change your verbiage to allow, or I choose to allow myself to be. Let them be acceptable in your eyes, and don't worry about others. I have mentioned before that our mind is like an iceberg. Only 5 to 10% of your conscious mind rises above the water, and the rest is your subconscious that is under the water. Our subconscious mind accepts everything we say as a belief. It does not differentiate right from wrong, nor does it have a sense of humor. Next time you find yourself speaking unkind or unloving words, you only see in others what you see in yourself. Take a moment to find ways to praise others, not criticize. Then watch and be amazed as to how you can choose how you feel. Are you someone who has a tough time saying no? Do you nourish others and forget yourself? I believe many sicknesses occur when we tend to put all our eggs in the baskets of others. When we give our power away and nurture others, then we leave ourselves low on that totem pole to receive. Step forward. It is time to put yourself first. Give yourself space to move and accept the richness abundant in life. Teach yourself to see the blessings and receive them so your love tank is full of sharing. Childhood. As a young child, we develop different thoughts, ideas, and we use phrases that describe ourselves. Things like, it's difficult for me to learn. Have you now, as an adult, asked yourself, are these words still right for me now? If as a child we were taught that the world was a frightening place, then everything we hear tends to fit that belief, and we will accept it as truth. If we heard or were taught, it's my fault, then we will walk around feeling guilty no matter what happens. Because of these beliefs, we would find ourselves always saying, I'm sorry, and we would take the blame for things. How often do those thoughts, words, or ideas leave you with the feelings of, that's just who I am, or that's just the way it is? Those words have influenced us greatly to the point that we have seen the world through the glasses of less than. Remember, whatever we send out verbally or mentally will come back to us in like form. Take time to watch and listen to what you say and think. Imagine in school, one of your first subjects would be how your thoughts work. Think how valuable it would be to study the power and energy behind our words. Do you suppose we would have less bullying, less sadness, be more confident about our future as we grow up? The study of words and thoughts would have us happier, feeling good about ourselves. Relationships of all kinds would be comfortable and fulfilling, yet each person would remain an individual expressing his or her own creativity. We all have cracks in our armor, but be joyful for the cracks in everything, for that's how the light gets in. Reflecting on how words have affected me. The older I have become, and the more I study about life, the more I see and feel the tremendous energetic power behind every word we think and say. About 20 years ago, I started focusing my attention on energy. What is it? How does it affect my body and influence others? And how does it heal, etc.? I love watching and experiencing positive healing energy in a client, watching them receive an aha, how that positivity manifests our desires and goals. Everything is energy, and it holds the whole universe together. As I dedicate further study in assisting clients with the emotion body code, I realize the extreme power behind the words we use. What impact they have on all of us. Kids today are brutal towards each other. Having 3 or 4 children attack you with negative words can lead to depression, anxiety, and suicide. Personally, I don't feel the school system is always equipped to handle this situation. Adults also do their fair share of bullying. After all, how did the kids first learn to do this? As humans, I feel down deep, we are all compassionate, and we don't wish to see people upset or challenged with emotions. Unconsciously, we all tend to be like sponges, where we suck up the words and feelings of others. Often we tend to hold on to those words all our lives, shifting and changing our beliefs and lifestyles according to the words we hold. To consciously remove them from your being will free your body and your mind and spirit to pursue a whole new direction for yourself. Squeeze out your sponge of verbiage and become free of the blocks that may hold you back. Everything is energy. Words also carry power after we have spoken them. There is a residue, much like your aura. It is a trail of energy that follows the word, much like an invisible cord. Until someone can assist us to release these words and feelings, those negative words can continue to mark and victimize the individual. What happens to people who were judged, criticized, belittled, and put down as a child by an adult? That adult may not live near them any longer, or may have even passed away, but that cord of influence still remains. That trail of energy from those words still impact our thinking, beliefs, and our ability to move forward. It is said our aura radiates around 13 feet out from our bodies. This is pure energy. This depends on our vibration, how we see life, and the baggage we carry. The energy field carries all of those positive and negative words that follow wherever we go. My mission and purpose is to assist anyone in lightening their load, refreshing their aura, giving them the wings in life to be free, and to give you the courage and space to explore all the fabulous possibilities open to life.